Payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its non-farm employment data, which shows 196,000 new payroll jobs were created in March. And it updated the low performance of February from 20,000 to 33,000 new jobs. Employment growth averaged 180,000 per month for the first quarter of 2019. This compares with 223,000 per month in the first half of 2018. Half of all the new jobs created in March were in healthcare and professional technical sectors. Third in line was the leisure and hospitality sector, which created one out of every five new jobs in March. While manufacturing sector showed some minor losses, retail employment continued to drop. Unemployment rate remained at 3.8% in March. As discussed on this program before, we are at full employment. And most economists believe that unemployment rate will remain at the current 3.8% or at best will fall to 3.7%, as there is very low potential for lower rates. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. Its lowest rate in the last 65 years was 2.5%, and that was in 1953. And its highest level, 10.8%, happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, the unemployment rate reached 13% that year. Back to the March data. The total number of officially unemployed was unchanged at 6.2 million people. But the official unemployment rate is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, the 1.8 million discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed are not counted as unemployed, since its members are not even considered as part of the labor force. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't entirely agree with that description. There are 4.5 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons while still looking for full-time work. Now, when we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate, which is called U6, ends up at 7.3% for March. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%, and its lowest level in this century was 6.8% in October 2000. Average hourly earning rose by 3.2% in March over its last year's level. Considering the prevailing extreme low unemployment rate, wages should have been rising at a much faster rate. One of the reasons for the slower wage growth is the rising participation of the over 65-year-olds in the labor force, which has doubled in this century. And since many of the above 65-year-old members are already receiving some sort of retirement, they are more likely to accept lower wages as supplementary income. We, however, still expect to see much larger increases in wages in the coming months. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.